What's up, brothers?
And welcome back to yet another episode of our weekly podcast. We are batting practice, of course. I had to hop on the trend because Sketch is like so beyond famous at this point. Even though most people don't even know who Sketch is, they know the reference to Sketch, which is kind of funny to me. But I'm tapping into the Sketch hype to boost the ratings. So I think that's a valid strategy. Anyways, there's your intro for the week.
If this is our most viewed podcast, then you know what? As weird as that was, I'd say go for it.
Good luck beating our Sora MLB strategy podcast.
It could have got weirder.
That one was a banger.
It's true. That's a great one. That one was a banger. Josh's sketch of sketch. Sketchception.
Special teams. Special plays. Special players.
Okay, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyways, as always, boys, how are we feeling this Monday evening? It's dark outside.
It's dark outside. Is it because of the eclipse?
Doesn't that look kind of fake? Like the tree outline in the window?
Okay, it's like a tree. I see it.
It kind of looks like a screen.
Like a photo. Like a
yeah. Yeah, it looks fake.
Well, Josh, the outside is not real. The outside's not real. We live in a dome.
True.
Yep. Like the Simpsons movie?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're actually on Mars. This is Elon's colony.
Really?
Yep.
Elon's colony.
Your brain has been uploaded to a new person, and we're actually on Mars.
Just when you thought you had people roped in, you've lost them. But
no, I think those conspiracy theories are doing really good on the podcast.
That's true. We're tapping into all branches.
Exactly. I had my first rec league softball game yesterday. I had a three-run home run.
Hey,
it was sick.
Let's go.
I had to hustle. I had to hustle.
I was gonna say,
so they disrespected your boy, and the outfielders were playing in. So I hit it over their heads.
Did you flip them off when you ran the bases?
Okay, I almost did get into an altercation. The first baseman was blocking the path.
Ooh.
I was like, bro. I literally said, bro. I was like, dude. And then I went around him. He was like, oh, my bad. I don't like that guy. That guy, when he scored later, actually, when he scored first, he did the karaoke walk. He was like walking, like strutting his stuff and as he scored, I was like, all right, dude.
Did he hit the gritty?
Oh, that was
kind of, yeah. Also, another, I'll make the audience not like him. One of my biggest pet peeves in rec sports, especially softball, there's a pop fly, infield pop fly, and the whole team, especially this person, was heckling our shortstop, being like, drop it, like just yelling it, like no reason to. It's like, come on, this is rec softball. Why you gotta be like that?
Yikes.
So it's crazy. We lost, unfortunately, but
dang. It's all about the individual stats, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If Ellie De La Cruz can get around a major league diamond in 14 seconds, how fast did you get around the bases on a softball field?
Probably about the same speed, maybe. I'd like to think I could get around a softball diamond or a little league diamond in the same time.
It's a lot shorter, so I'd give you same time. I'd give you that. He also trotted to first base.
True.
So I'd give you that. I'll give you 14 seconds.
Okay. I'll time myself next time.
There you go.
Yeah. Hit another home run.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a good excuse to hit another homer.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's no fence, so I will always have to leg out the home run.
Yeah. Aww. True. Boys, I hinted at it before the podcast, but let's see. I'm just going to share my screen right away before we really get into anything here.
Oh,
because I have some So Rare MLB rewards to open up because we had some crazy finishes last week. How are we doing this week? 69. Let's go. 9.6. Let's go. All right. Matters. Last week, rare all-star. We squeaked in there with the reward at 100th place. Tier 5. Look at that. Pablo Lopez had his worst game of the season, but William Contreras is trying to go for player of the week for the second week in a row. I was going to say,
player of the week, question mark?
Would you rather
last week
have a box or a tier 5 reward?
Oh, a tier 5 reward.
Yeah, tier 5.
Because a box is, odds on it's going to be market credit.
Not anymore. Will they? Maybe. We got to get into that, boys. They
limited throw.
Whoa.
18. Wait. And my reliever only had 9. J-Row only put up 5. But that's okay. Because we had Kyle Tucker put up 75. Kyle Tucker.
Jeez, Astros.
Where are we at here?
Grand slam.
Here we go. Right? Kyle Astros Tucker stacks. is my vote for the player of the week, honestly, for So Rare MLB player of the week number 3. The first game against the Rangers, he put up a 2-run home run, a 2-home run game, and they got so scared that they intentionally walked him. Look at how many RBIs he had in these first two games. 3 RBIs each for a total of 18 points in those first two games. Finished off with only a 7.6 day, but the first two games putting up 39.1 and 28.2. So Kyle Tucker went off against the Rangers, the Astros. This game was insane. The 12-8 game was crazy if you watched it. That was a fun game to watch. But the Astros, are they back? They've actually won a few games here now against a good team too. I don't know, but Kyle Tucker, he got 75 for me. And 18th place in limited pro is what he won for me. So Kyle Tucker's my player of the week for week number 3. But I have these rewards. And I also got 15th in limited champion.
50 bucks.
That's right. With the Brewers stat, Christian Yelich got injured and only put up 2. Joel Piamps only played 1 game and only put up 8. But I still managed to get 45 from Freddie, who honestly, if it wasn't a hitter-based game, Freddie's close to being a player of the week. He's real close. But
yeah,
67 from Willie. I have a William Contreras limited as well, so got to throw him in there. Corey Seager honestly could have done Seager's better.
Bringing up the
Seager
rear.
Seager has been up, been not bad this year, but has been pretty, pretty. I would say not worth it so far.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm still like, he was a great investment for last year, but I would say if I bought him at the beginning of the year, it would not have been a great investment. So that's okay. He was still in this lineup. Look at the reward.
Wow.
Holy cow. That's probably
a good chunk of this team's cost.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Freddie might be a little expensive. Piamps, not so much. Hoskins was really, really cheap. Adamas. Yep. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, well, jersey number, that makes it more expensive.
Wait a minute. That one's a little special.
Whoa.
And then, yeah.
Flex.
And then that's about it.
Wow.
But, sweet. Yeah, should we open these babies up?
Let's do it. 7 rewards. That sounds amazing.
So first and foremost, how are we doing common? 27. That's not bad. My common team a few weeks ago put up 60 points. So
wow.
Hey, let's go.
Unique.
Luis Castillo.
It's not messed up. They gotta mess it up for you.
True.
That's sick though.
All right. Well, I will open up this. How many coins do you think I got for those finishes? Those are elite. 300 coins. Wow. Dang.
So
rare pro.
This have is you been using the coins?
Basic rare. No, I'm waiting for them to put some other stuff, like some fungibles in there. I want some merch, man. Ooh. It'll come. I'm waiting to see. Basic limited box. All right. Here we go. Rank 15 in limited champion with the Brewers stack. 0.155. .0155 ETH for $50. $47.79. What the
hell? They owe you $221.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got last place in terms of winning a reward for rare all-star finishing in 100.
That's awesome.
For a rare tier 5. So here we go. Marlins.
Oh, no.
Outfield.
Oh.
Hey, he's a starter. He hit a home run the other day. I think yesterday, in fact. He hit a home run. Yeah, so we'll take that. All right.
Is he related to D. Gordon? Is he related to D. Gordon?
I don't think so. I could be wrong about that. I don't know.
Yeah, let's see.
But limited pro, 279.18 points. Rank 18. This is a tier 2.
Should we guess? Should we guess?
Tier 2. Should we guess?
It's going to be.
I think it's going to be a pitcher. I feel like I always get pitchers for my tier 2s.
It's going to be a pitcher. Okay. I like that. It's going to be.
Well, should we look at the list?
No.
No, we just have to guess based on intuition. It's going to be.
You know who it's going to be? It's going to be Cody Bellinger.
I'll go Christian Walker.
Ooh. I'll go. Do you think Corbin Burns is a tier 1?
That's a good question.
Well, this is a tier 2. So you
I'll go Corbin Burns.
All right.
Wow. Corbin at a tier 2. That's disrespect, Josh.
It is.
Orioles.
Oh, Christian. Second base, Ketel Marte. Okay.
That was leadoff Christian Walker.
I know, right? No way.
That was crazy. That's a leadoff hitter.
Nice. We'll
take that. We will take that.
Ketel Marte's great. He's a great player.
It's a hitter, too. And it's a middle infielder.
That's way better than a pitcher, to be fair.
How are we doing? Not bad. Not bad. What's his average?
Dude, Ketel Marte. Oh,
okay. Okay. Wait. Hot off the press. D. Gordon is brothers with Nick Gordon. They are brothers.
Nice.
They are brothers. That's nice. Sick. There we go.
D. Gordon, Ketel Marte's.
Go for it.
His lowest 2024 limited is selling for $41.
Wow!
Right now,
that's what a finish for me. All right, remember,
very solid.
We're not done yet. Imagine the scenes. Imagine the content if we packed a card here from our boxes.
Wait, but before
we got a card from the way we got a card.
Wow.
Nick Madrigal.
Wow. Madrigal, let's go.
He doesn't even play, I think.
Are you supposed to get two boxes? What was their message? Aren't you supposed to get double boxes?
I don't know. Market credit. That's okay. I use my market credit. $20 market credit.
Let's go.
Jeez.
Let's go.
Okay.
All right.
We were supposed to get boxes, right?
That's what I'm saying. I think from the announcement I read, it was every box that you won, you get a bonus box.
Right.
The Nick Madrigal disrespect.
He doesn't sell. Oh, well. That's okay.
He's a player. He starts.
We won an extra card.
Give him away.
Oh.
No, we're going to do a giveaway with a much better
player. A better player?
Because I have this.
Whoa.
Number 22. But I also have this. Number 12.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
While completing my collection for the Brewers, I was like, you know what? We're going to get a Yelly jersey number. So I like now that. I have an extra Yelly. Should we do a Yelly giveaway? He's hurt. What if he's hurt?
He is hurt.
I think he'll be all right. He'll be okay.
He'll be back. He's not a pitcher.
According to PT, you think he'll be all right? All right.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a good.
Give him a week.
Well, I'm back in second place, by the way. I'm going to call out. I think it's Orangefly. Yep. Look at him. He's completed the entire collection of Brewers.
Wow.
He's got some one-offs in there, too.
Wade Miley.
He does. Jeez.
Abner Uribe. Wow, he's got two. He's got a William Contreras jersey number. There's no chance.
And a Jackson Churio.
He's got Jackson Churio one of.
Whoa.
Okay, we got to check this out. We got a chance. How do we see all sales?
Keep going. No, just go down. It had its price. Oh,
wow.
70.
Nice. That's a decent chunk of change. All right, shout out to Orangefly. He's got me beat. I will gladly take my second place in my Brewers. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that's cool. First. I like that it turns a color. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That is
the
cool.
The Iron Pigs.
Let's go.
He has 225 followers on SoRit.
Wow, Dad, wow.
That's crazy. All right. Oh, so, anyways, there we go. That was fun. A little reward.
Nice.
Right there.
Solid rewards.
Let's go.
You'll take it.
And so, I'm not the only one that won stuff this week. But, Andrew, you won something?
You betcha, man. Let's go. I don't have the patience that you do. So I already opened up my rewards, but I managed to finish. I got three rewards technically. One was a single dollar from Sandlot. Always the last
one. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
What woo. Position was that? Top 50?
37. I got 37th in Sandlot.
Jeez.
37th in Sandlot. 31st in limited AL, 63rd in limited all-star.
Wow.
So I think I told you both the cards I walked away from. Jacob, you said you get a lot of pitchers. I got two pitchers, which honestly, that is the depth piece I need at this point. So I'm very happy. I might have to really start buying some Brewers guys, because my number one collection with this reward is the 2024 Chicago Cubs. For the new season cards.
Wow. Do you want my Madrigal? I'll trade you.
Oh.
No, I don't want it. No. I don't want my collection bonus to go higher. Yeah. Alzolay is looking really sharp in their bullpen. And the Cubs have four games this game week. So I threw him in the lineup, even if it pains me that they're doing well. And then your first no-hitter of the season, Ronel Blanco of the Houston Astros, coming in as a tier three, which I'm very, very happy about. So two huge additions to the gallery and $1. So hey. I can maybe get a 10th of a Jackson Churio.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or 20th.
Yeah. Barely. Not even. Like a 50th.
Yeah, not even.
Yeah. Wow. So I also got to shout this out again real quick. I don't know if he's still selling for the same amount as when I bought him for. But Churio's recent sales. Yeah, okay. So he's pretty much selling what I bought him for with the market credit. His thing is down to about $40, $35. His card. So I would say if you had the patience to wait for a Jackson Churio, his price has dropped by almost half since it came out first. With the market credit, I paid about $40. So I overpaid a little bit, and that was maybe a week ago. So
wow.
Jackson Churio, he's out there. His card, he had his third home run today.
Homered today.
Mm-hmm. I have $40 in market credits.
Oh,
I might need to think about this. I might have to get one.
Up to $40.
Up to $40, yes. Oh, his rare jersey mint is on sale right now.
Whoa.
That would be crazy.
That would be nuts.
Okay, his rares are going for about $200, which is crazy. Okay. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy. Sheesh. Wow. Well, that was exciting. Those are some solid rewards.
That was exciting.
Josh, did you?
You win anything? You set your lineups?
I hit threshold.
Did you get some good and plenty?
You got the threshold?
I hit fake threshold.
Solid threshold?
I finished in exactly 100th in champ.
Let's go.
I got my five bucks.
Yeah. Hey, let's go. Let's go. That's huge.
My rare all-star team was in 163rd. So I was looking like I was going to get a card for a little while, and then they kind of fell off a little bit. And then my Sandlot got 96. So decent scores, but not quite good enough.
Did you get a box?
I did. I got two boxes, and they were both market credit.
Oh, okay.
I also have $40 in market credit.
We got to talk about these boxes and dissect what they told us. So I was under the impression that, so first of all, I don't know if folks listening heard the news. Apparently there was a glitch with the boxes where they did not reward. It sounds like they didn't reward any cards. So I think about 30% of the time that seems a little high, but some percentage should give out cards. They were not. I mean, we've opened them before this game week on the podcast and we only won credits. Obviously that's a small sample size, but still, I don't know how they allowed that to happen or how it took them 5 game weeks to realize that this is a problem. I guess people don't talk and be like, did you win a card? No.
Right. That's true.
So I don't know. Have you guys looked into this or encountered?
I just reread the announcement.
Yeah.
And it very explicitly states, I'll read it word for word for you.
Yeah.
In the next week, all impacted managers will receive an additional reward box for each reward box they won from game week 1 through 3.
Oh.
Okay.
So we're going to get new boxes.
When was that tweet posted?
That was 4 days ago.
Okay.
So they have
I don't
two more days.
Think those boxes that I just opened up were that. I think I should have a few more limited ones for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, over 3 game weeks, we probably all will get 4 to 6 boxes most likely.
All right. If Andrew, you got to save that that gambling vein in your body and save the boxes for the content next week. And we can have a giant opening, a box opening for next podcast. It's going to be tough. You can open up your actual rewards if you want.
Okay.
But if you get boxes, if we get these boxes redistributed, we got to do a content drop.
All right. So sorry, John, if you're listening, just drop the boxes at 6 p.m. on Monday, Central Time. Then
maybe
we'll be
Sunday,
good.
Honestly.
Yeah, so yeah. Sunday. We'll
see, but yeah.
That's true.
I'll try, Jacob, for you.
As I say, that willpower is hard. It does hit that gambling. Ugh, just hits right in that spot.
Yeah, right.
But they did not reward any cards. Like, I'm still not really okay. I mean, I trust the team. Like, they do really good work, but how do we go 3 game weeks? Like, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Well, let me counter that.
And yeah, devil's advocate. Let's hear it.
I'm not saying that they're in the right, but I'm saying the same thing happens with FIFA, with MLB The Show. Like, packs aren't distributed correctly or something like that. In FIFA, it happens almost every weekend. And that's EA running that. So the fact that they found this problem and are willing to correct this problem, give you more boxes, if anything, you're just going to get more market credit. But some people are going to win cards because of that. Or some people should win cards, and they're correcting their own mistakes, so props to them, because they could have just been like, yeah, whatever, I feel like. So.
It's true. Yeah, it feels like, well, when I was thinking about it originally, I thought that they would maybe have more cards or more possibility to get a card. But
oh, like
I think
weighted
it's the
boxes?
Same box weight as they would have been originally. But it kind of feels like a lot more people are going to get cards with these boxes. But I guess it makes sense because there's more of a sample size.
I mean, no one got cards.
Right.
So I think if anyone wins cards, that's going to be the percentage is going to go up dramatically.
That's true. Right. Do we deserve a higher chance?
I think so. I want some weighted boxes.
Aren't they already weighted?
More skewed, more skewed,
more weight.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out, do they have, is there, where can I see the components of a box?
Yeah, where is that?
Somewhere MLB boxes.
Yeah, I think it was in one of the announcements.
In the blog post.
But from how long ago?
I Googled it. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, here we go. So there apparently are premium and basic boxes.
Right.
Okay, so premium, can we only win those in limited pro? Or where is that, where we can get pro box, premium
I
box?
do not remember.
We're on. Maybe we should prepare and talk about this next week. We shouldn't be diving into this with
Okay, well,
no
anywho, so
background info.
one box gives you 10 per has a 10% chance of winning cards. The other box is only a 20. So
Okay.
probably still expect to win more market credits. Just
Yeah.
keep stacking them up. Why not?
And as you see too, like if you win a card, it's Nick Madrigal whose last public sale was for 92 cents.
That's true.
Yes. Five, the premium boxes have a 5% chance of winning a tier five. So
Okay.
almost a quarter of the time you're going to win a tier
Yeah.
five.
But in theory, that could have been anybody.
It could have been
Right.
Jackson Chourio. It could
Right.
have
That would
been.
have been crazy.
Could have been Ronald Acuña. That's funny.
Wait. Oh, okay. So premium reward boxes, we're getting those in champion. So if you don't win cash,
Oh.
then you get your champion reward box.
Okay.
That makes sense. All right.
All
Sick.
right. Well,
There
there
we
we
have it,
go.
fresh off the
There we go.
press. There you go. Let
Well,
us win.
Andrew. So yeah,
Speaking of.
speaking of champion, I was just about to say.
Oh.
Yeah, so you guys, all right, let's go to story time. You guys went golfing what this weekend?
Oh
We
yeah.
past
We went
weekend? All
golfing on
right.
Saturday.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
We went to Pagonica in Oconomowoc. It
Nice.
was nice. The weather
Yeah.
was perfect. The course wasn't actually that busy, which was very surprising. Yeah, it was a great time. Everyone played pretty well too, which is
How
always
many
nice.
balls did you lose?
I lost one.
Yeah, like one
Oh,
or
okay.
two.
I have an additional story time.
Okay.
So the one ball that I lost was actually a decent drive. I just was aimed a little to the right. And of course, the right was all lined with woods. So it wasn't a bad drive. It was just not in the right place, which I guess would make it a bad drive. Anyway, Andrew and I both hit it in like the exact same spot. So we were both kind of looking in the woods for our balls. Whatever. We didn't, Andrew found his, I didn't find mine. It was fine. Fast forward to Sunday morning, I'm sitting on the couch and I'm like
What?
scratching my head and I feel something in my head. And I'm like
No.
picking at it, and I pull it out, and it was a tick. This
Oh shoot. I gotta
tick in
check
my hair.
myself.
Yeah. So I go,
Whoa.
I've been going back and forth in my head, reasoning how it got there. It makes sense because I was looking in the woods, I was wearing a hat, whatever. It could have easily gotten on my hat in the woods and just been in my
What?
hair. But that was a whole day later.
Bro.
So I don't know if like it was on the dog and then I was playing with the dog and it got on me or who knows, but yeah,
Squirt
it
some
was
lime juice on yourself, or else you'll get Lyme
really.
disease. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like a remedy to get rid of
Really?
that. That
Don't. No,
was
it's not medical advice at all.
a terrible, that was such a good, terrible joke.
But
If you
people would
had
actually listen.
lime juice and you hit it with some lime juice, it's acidic. Like, that
That's
might
true. It
work.
probably would do
That
some
might get the
damage.
job done. I don't
It's
know.
true.
I might take
Yeah.
off my shirt. I might just like
Do it
go.
right now.
Go take a shower.
No. We're keeping this PG. We're
Yeah,
keeping this
you showered
PG.
since Saturday.
I have, but
Yeah, you're
some I
fine.
don't look in every crevice. I don't know.
Pause.
You're not looking in
Oh,
the tick crevices. Yeah,
that's true.
exactly. A
Ticks
dual tick check.
love the crevices.
Tick check.
Yeah, so that was kind of freaky, but otherwise
That's
golf was great. Yeah,
crazy.
it was good.
That's
Yeah,
why we
would you
don't go
guys?
outside.
Yeah,
It's
heard
true.
you did what you do off camera or what you do on camera. You just did it off camera. You talked about Soar MLB while golfing.
It's true.
It
I guess
was
we don't have anything
obsessed.
else to talk about. Yeah.
Exactly.
We're fiends
Exactly.
for
Nice.
Soar MLB.
I opened up my rewards to suit early. I DM'd John and asked him. I was like, John, I'm gonna finish this place. Give me a reward now.
Right now.
He hooks me up. He enables my habit.
Oh,
No,
that's
so
funny.
I want so I started off the season really slow, and I from last season put my priority lineup in Limited Pro. But I was telling Josh, my idea to start the season is I bought some limited or 2024 MLB cards, but I don't feel like I don't have nearly as many as I do old season cards. So I like my goal is just to win cards so I can have guys whenever they have four games and just have my lineup be guys with a lot of games. But I had previously put a lot of emphasis on Limited Pro, which only pays out to 100 places, and it has, nearly 50% more entrants than Limited AL and Limited NL. So I've actually repositioned to go Limited All-Star, Limited AL, Limited NL, then Limited Pro, and kind of putting it as the lowest of my priority, with All-Star being the first one. And it's been working. So I don't know. Over time, I think I might switch because once I have enough cards, then I'll want the quality that I think you can get in Pro. Like you can get like really good rewards, like Jacob won the Ketel Marte. Like that's going to be a lot harder to do in those other competitions. But I don't know. Have you guys switched up your priority or how you guys are entering lineups?
I would say not yet, but also that's a bit because of being a sperm whale where I can enter all of the competitions, like pretty much every limited competition, as long as I have a pitcher. I've had a few weeks where I've struggled to have enough starting pitchers, but other than that, I can pretty much get through like four or five lineups, if not all of them, on the limited department, plus a few rare lineups too. So like that's just a benefit of my gallery, you know? But not everyone has my gallery. So I would say right now it's working for me to go. Let's see. I do champ first, but that's still all my Brewers. I'm not using those Brewers in any other lineup anyway. So I'm starting with champ. And I think since the beginning, I think I've thrown Corey Seager in there as my non-2024 card every single week, I think. And then after that, I've been going from that to pro and then to all-star. So I So I've been doing it differently, or I guess what you think you would have done, but now differently what you're doing now. So that being said, the numbers, the entrants are lower in NL and AL for sure. So let me answer your question with a question. Long story short here. And if you're starting off so rare, say you have $50, $100 for a gallery and you're building a limited team, would you recommend building one league? And would you push entering one of those instead of a limited all-star? Kind of similar on the soccer side. You don't really want to go ahead and build a all-star lineup right away. Like you might want to start off with a Cap 220 team or a Challenger Europe team, something like that. And you might want to start, if you're starting off with a smaller budget, maybe with a league, with the NL or the AL. Pick a team even, and maybe pick a few teams that you think are going to be good or are doing good, and stick with those instead of doing like just players, focusing solely on players. So, I don't know. What do you think about that?
To answer your question, yes, I think like if you have a smaller budget, I think it does make sense. I'd go one further instead of just saying one league to just doing a full team stack. I think like, and naturally, all players from the same team will be in the same league. I think that's a great way to go about it. I was thinking that as you were answering of like, what if you only had the gallery for one competition, which would you answer? If you are a brand new person, I would probably suggest limited champion. But what's so funny is and
You
Josh, I'll
think
be curious to
champion for a
ask.
new player?
I mean, because it's the most immediate. I don't know. It's just money. But
Okay, I see what you're
I
saying.
guess I'd ask Josh, like, is winning money boring? Like, would you rather open up a card than like win five guaranteed dollars? Like, isn't is opening up a card more fun?
Yes. I have won, I think I've won four. What do you even call it? $4, $5 rewards, I guess.
Yeah.
Since the start of the season.
Yeah.
I think I'm 4 for 5. Four. No, probably 3 then. 3 for 4 because it's the fifth game week right now.
It's pretty good.
I have won zero cards. So, like you said, like, yeah, I've won $15, which is great. I mean, that's, if you take out Mike Trout out of my lineup, that's a fourth of my entire lineup. So,
homered again today, by the way.
He did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My comment to you.
So I'm happy about that. I'm never going to complain about it, but I also haven't won a card, and watching Jacob open his rewards, I was starting to get a little jealous because it really, just watching that team pop up and seeing what player
so
you got,
fun.
It's really fun. It does. It hits that spot kind of like boxes do. So yeah, I think it is kind of boring, to be honest. Again, I'm not complaining about it. I'm happy to win money. But winning a card is a lot more exciting. That is for sure. So,
like, long way.
I would say people would disagree. Some people would be like, I'm in this to spend money and try and make a little bit of money.
So if you're a new player and you have $50 to buy a team, you need to ask yourself one simple question. Yes.
Yeah.
If this team gets 50th place, would I rather it win me 5, 10, $15, or would I rather it win me a tier 2 or 3 card? And whichever you answer, that's probably the route you should go. If it's the card, I would say pick AL or NL and start there. If it's money, I would probably start a champ team. So I think that question can guide you perfectly into what lineup you should start with.
All right.
Personally, as a new player, I'd probably rather win cards. But it depends. If you want to turn $50 into, I guess, pay for itself to have cards and then hopefully win beyond that. I mean, look at Jacob's lineup. You buy that lineup for $50 and you win 50, then the rest is all profit. It's true.
I guess, Jacob, would you, because Ketel Marte is about $50.
Mm-hmm.
Was opening him or winning $50 more exciting to you?
I didn't realize Marte was selling for that much.
Yeah, I looked it up. Yeah, he's about $50. Yeah.
I think the money felt more rewarding. It was like, it's more of a direct payoff. Like, you see what you're like going for. Whereas the card, I want to see what Ketel Marte can do for me and win me some more stuff. So, I think there would have been cards that I would have gotten really excited about. Marte is a good player, definitely on a good team. And like I said, he even bats leadoff and will be a great fantasy player. But like, pretend it was Corbin Carroll, who's probably a tier one. That would be like way more exciting. Or like, I already have him, but like, if it was a Yelich, that would have been like sick. I won my own Yelich. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm trying to think of a $50 player that would be equivalent to being a little bit more. How much is like a
Is Julio $50?
Like a Judge? No, I already have a Julio.
How about, oh no,
Judge
he's
is probably,
wow, he's actually,
Judge is probably
more.
Like $150.
I was gonna say Mike Trout, but Mike Trout's selling for $75.
Wow, what did you buy
Which
him for?
Churio was about
40 something.
Hey,
profit, baby.
Yeah,
it's because he's having an MVP type season,
because he is an MVP type player.
$43. There you go.
See, that's where
I think
mean,
it was okay. Let me answer, or finally answer your question, I guess. It was more fun to win the card. It was more rewarding to win the $50.
There you go. And guess what? You can turn that $50 into any card that is $50 or less, in any card you want. So
any card that's 60, 50 plus 20% or 25%.
Exactly. Got the market credits too.
Stack your market credits up. That is true. If I were a new player, I would take my $50. I would have bought the Mike Trout when I bought it and then sold it now for 75, and now I have 75 to build my lineup. Just become a so rare trader.
Although Sower takes 5%, so you're gonna lose.
Shoot,
you're
right.
losing 5% of each of those. So
that's true. That's true.
That kind of
bad
hurts.
Strategy then.
Sorry to dampen that.
But going back to the original question, I think I agree with you. I think Limited Pro is gonna be so hard to win anything in at this point. I think that can definitely change over the course of the year, depending on a lot of different things. But I think focusing, I personally do champ, my limited champ lineup first.
Yes.
Then
me too.
I do my rare all-star lineup second in
Whoa.
Case I want to use any limited cards into it. And then from there, I actually switched this week and flipped limited all-star and limited pro. Because the only reason why I did that is because I have a lot of injuries right now. So I don't have full lineups for AL and NL. Otherwise, I would probably focus on one of those. That's the only reason why I didn't.
So do you not think about, if you're putting your best limited and rare, that are you making your limited teams weaker by doing that?
I am. So this week I actually did an all rare all-star team. And then I saved all my limiteds for my limited lineups. I will say I'm not afraid to put Christian Yelich or Corey Seager, somebody like that, into my rare lineup, because I know I have decent players behind them that maybe aren't quite the same quality, but are still good enough to put up a big score. Look at someone like William Contreras, who put up 75 last week.
Yeah, he's so good.
So I feel good about some of those maybe B-plus tier players instead of A tier, to kind of fill in those gaps.
Okay.
It all depends on what you want to win, I
guess. I guess that about wraps it up. We were going to go over some lineups, but it's already been a long time.
We've been getting into
it. I feel like we should, yeah.
Save that for next week.
Like, yeah, we got to save it for next week. So there we go. We can tweet that out. We can get into some lineups next week and see what you guys think about that.
And like in players that have been doing well, too, who should be targeting.
Oh, yeah.
Who's been doing poorly? Who's gonna bounce
we're
back?
Already hyping up next week's episode. Let's go. And some reward boxes, maybe, if they stick with their word and give us some extra loot, some loot boxes, some packs.
I'll tell you what, we'll be looking at my lineups while we look at the leaderboard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can
right.
critique Manifest. Your lineups a little bit.
No, because I'll be way up at the top.
Oh, for next week.
Manifest.
I see. Okay.
All right. We'll see.
Speaking of pickles. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say.
Still?
Speaking of nothing, we're back on
MLB
Pickle. We're so back.
Let's go.
One of these times we have to, I mean, this is probably not as fun of a choice, but one of these times we have to do a pick for me.
Wait, does it some random person?
I'm guessing that's what that means.
I mean, do we do it?
Which is kind of weird because it picks the player. What if it
like,
just gave you
be
the person? What
yeah,
if it
right?
just gave you the right
There's
answer?
No way.
It has to be a possibility.
Marte.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We got to guess Ketel
or
Marte.
Nick.
We always got to guess a player that's relevant.
Or Profar.
Oh,
guessing
true.
Profar. Oh, it's Profar.
Well, it can't be in the NLS. So it's not.
Oh,
Profar.
It's not. Okay. NL Central.
So it's either NL or AL or NL East or Central or AL West. Okay. And he's righty
someone from
or
the
left
Brewers.
Right.
Yeah.
It's obviously could be Yelich. Why not?
Let's try Yelich.
Yelich is the same age though.
Oh yeah. Yelich is No, he's within two. It'd be yellow, right?
Yeah, it would be. So maybe it'd be Churio.
I was just gonna say maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So
that means it's the
he's
NL
young.
East
and he's
from
young.
Venezuela. NL
he's
East from Venezuela. Is it Francisco Alvarez? Is he?
Yes, from the Mets.
Yeah.
This is the right answer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go.
Wow, Frankie Bang. Alvarez. Yeah. I know my Venezuelans, man. I don't know why, but
I have a sore card.
Jackson Churio, William Contreras, Venezuela.
Shout out.
Let's go.
Shout out the Venezuelans.
You have Francisco Alvarez's card?
Yes, it sells nice. For about $8.
Nice.
His old season.
There you go.
I have his rookie. Wow, it's his rookie. Holy shit.
Solid player. Honestly. Nice.
He's
view
pretty
player
good.
Highlights. What happens if you click on view player highlights?
Yeah. Is it going to show us the clips?
Oh, baby.
Oh, wow.
Oh, let's watch a clip.
RBI walk.
Yes, we got to watch the walk.
Oh,
we can do a live
breakdown.
We're
going to watch an RBI walk to finish off the episode. Oh, my God. Sign up today.
Oh, was that a kid holding onto
Whoa,
a sheet?
Did you see that?
All right, here we
All
go.
Right. Mets, bases
loaded. Are juice.
Marte, Lindor, Brett Beatty on first. Here's the pitch to Alvarez, 3-1. Wow. And it almost went to the backstop.
Hitters count. He doesn't want to be a hitter.
Wait, this is today.
What a play.
This like just happened, didn't it?
Yes, this just happened.
Oh, that must have just happened.
That's awesome.
Siri.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to
Wait,
announce that the
does
Mets...
that mean, was that Bednar? Shoot, was that Bednar?
No.
Pitching?
He's their closer.
No.
Yeah, it's the ninth.
That was a
that
lefty.
Was the ninth.
No, that was a lefty.
No, it was the
that
sixth.
Was a
oh,
that was
okay.
A lefty.
Okay. All
that
right,
was
good,
a lefty.
Good, good.
Bednar has blown three out of his four save opportunities.
Oh, don't get
wow.
me started.
The Mets are currently winning that game 6-3 after being down.
Wow.
That was the
no
sixth
save
inning,
opportunity
correct?
For you.
They put up
nope.
Three runs in that inning.
Not today.
Wow, go Mets. Poverty franchise.
Mets are going to Met.
The Mets are going to Met. And we're going to see you on our social medias because you're going to go look at them and interact with them.
Kristen Yellis giveaway?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for that.
What?
Be on the lookout for next week when we discuss some lineups. Look at who's winning, who's good, who's bad, all those things, and get excited. But until then, of course, as always, you just attended batting practice. Now you're ready to get in the game.
Peace.